This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A high school in California can tell you a lot about race, class, and change in the United States. Yesterday on this program, we heard about the schools in Fremont, California. That's where the students of immigrants dominate an elite school, and white parents are demanding access. Today, NPR's Claudio Sanchez speaks to students at the high school about their effort to define their identity.
Mission San Jose High School is one of California's top-performing schools, although the campus isn't much to look at. The school sits on the San Andreas Fault, which explains the cracked pavement and crooked sidewalks. Nothing on this campus, though, seems as fractured as students' identity.
And especially at this school, we've come to know that there is a difference between Chinese and Taiwanese and Korean and Japanese.
Meet the staff of the Smoke Signal, the school newspaper.
My name is Gershon Soda. I'm 16, and I'm also Indian. There's groups that we get grouped into, like, okay, this guy's Asian, this guy's Indian, this guy's white. He could be anything. So, like, I could have a Jewish friend, you know, just say, okay, he's white. So, you know, we did get grouped, and I think that's wrong.
Over half of the 2,000 students at Mission San Jose High are the children of Chinese and Indian immigrants. A third are white. Blacks and Latinos are no more than a few dozen. And then there are the hybrids. That's what kids of mixed race and ethnicity are labeled, says Kimberly Hunter. She's half Scottish, half Chinese.
When I was a kid, I had all Caucasian white friends. But then once I got into high school and junior high, I didn't identify with them as much as anymore, and I became an Asian student. And I think in some ways, even when I got into high school, I still had to prove that I was Asian, because like people kind of, they think, oh, you're half. It's like I don't have an identity, and I think that kind of is offensive in a way. You're half.
A half, a third, a fourth, whatever fraction you end up being, no one is spared when it comes to the academic culture here and the incredible pressure to succeed, to take the toughest courses, to ace every test, and get accepted at the right college. In some cultures, that pressure can be unbearable.
I'm Jen Chu, I'm 17, and I'm Chinese, and I definitely do think that, you know, within my culture, students are pressured to the point of, you know, they don't get dinner or they don't, you know, get this or that because their parents are upset because they got, like, a score that they didn't like. That's horrible. Yeah.
For Indians, it's more like if you're not a doctor or an engineer, then you're nothing. There's things that happen at Mission that might happen at other schools, but I've noticed a lot here, like cheating. That happens a lot because of the pressure. You know, there's cheating and then there's gray hair.
Kids chuckle and nod in agreement. Gray-haired 16 and 17-year-olds are pretty common here. A few more students have gathered, seemingly intrigued by the conversation, which now turns to dating. Last year, the Smoke Signal ran a big story about interracial dating and how rare it was at Mission San Jose High. Deepai Ann Roy, 16, was one of the reporters.
I think, like, students really got kind of enlightened because, like, this one guy, I think it was, like, half Brazilian, half Chinese or something, was dating this Vietnamese guy. I mean, Vietnamese. Sorry. Vietnamese girl.
Gershon Soda remembers thinking about how brave some mixed couples were to tell their stories.
Because there are people who are afraid. I know for myself, even though I'm Indian, interracial is not accepted. My parents are constantly reminding me, okay, you're going to marry an Indian girl. As a result, you were finding more Indians and, you know, white girls because of the pressures.
To secretly date someone other than your race is to rebel. And what 16 or 17-year-old does not want to rebel?
That's the guy to meet your homecoming candidate.
They're teenagers with a zillion ways of rebelling. Interracial dating is just one of them. It's the week before homecoming, time to blow off a little steam. The crowd is rowdy, the music contagious, the humor more Nickelodeon than MTV. Laura Williams, a senior, one of the organizers of this year's homecoming, is president of the Black Student Union. She doesn't think kids here really question authority or stereotypes. Laura's mother is white, her father is black.
It was a problem when I was younger, like freshman year, sophomore year, like the African-American kids would be like, oh, you're too white, you know, you're whitewashed. And then the white people would be like, oh, are you going to beat me up? Are you ghetto? It's the 40 years later, you know, you can hear up to everything. There's gays, chinks, Jews, I mean, everything you can think of. Like, cause there's so many derogatory terms, it's kind of common now.
It's as if slurs have become a sort of currency in this kid's hip-hop culture-driven world. Hipness is identity. at least until this new generation finds a way to shed all the baggage and figures out a way to reinvent America without dividing it more than it already is. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.